School district policy explicitly bars students from skipping school to attend rallies unless the superintendent makes a special exception. But the district canceled a meeting last night to address the problem after discovering that state law allows parents to keep their children out of school for 10 days for any reason as long as they inform the school principal in advance. That overrides the district's policy. Notices to all the schools went out late yesterday afternoon urging students who plan to attend the rally to bring notes to school today. The director of the Centro Hispano, Peter Munoz, says local Latino organizations were scrambling to get the word out to parents through announcements on the local Spanish language radio station.
We have a very good station here, La Movida. It does reach out to the community extensively, so we certainly hope we are able to do that, and also that the parents are able to respond.
Munoz expects a big turnout at the rally on Monday, though not as many as the thousands who took part in a similar protest in Milwaukee 2 weeks ago. Unlike that one, Munoz says organizers of the Madison rally are not urging workers to boycott their jobs. He says this time people are being urged to get permission because 150 people were fired following the Milwaukee rally.
We don't want that to happen here. If employees have a situation where they are at risk with their employment, they should be judicious because it's important for them to remain employed.
All but 40 of the workers fired in Milwaukee have been rehired. Monday's rally in Madison coincides with a national one on immigrant rights in Washington, D.C. On Sunday night in Milwaukee, protesters will hold a candlelight vigil for people who died trying to cross the Mexican border. Then many will board buses heading for the rally in Washington. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.